This is a download from LBC 97.3. You can hear the whole show uninterrupted from just £2 a month, along with an archive and a load of stuff you won't hear on the radio. Any competition heard in this podcast is not active and not available to enter.
People who can't control their anger have nowhere to turn, leading to a family breakdown, sickness and mental health problems, according to a leading charity. The Mental Health Foundation says anger is sometimes or often only dealt with after someone has committed an aggressive crime. We're all getting angrier and we're less able to control it. So clearly what we need is some anger management.
See that pretty girl in the mirror there?
What mirror where?
Who could that attractive girl be?
Who, which one, where,
Such a pretty face, such a pretty nose, such a pretty smile, such a pretty nose.
And if you have no idea why I'm playing that music, or indeed Clive's playing it actually, go to your DVD shop and pick up a movie called Anger Management with Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler. Yes, Adam Sandler. Very, very funny movie. A very, very serious subject. The last time I lost it, really lost it, was on a motorway. And I was having to, I can't remember where I had to be. It was, I'm pleased to say, some months ago. Come to one of those, and you know it's a big one because the traffic is absolutely stationary. I was as much angry with myself as with the authorities that had decided to close the motorway because presumably there was a drop of oil on the road, because I knew I should have turned off at the previous junction. And the language, well, I'd be taken off air for the rest of my life if I used the language. And there was no one in the car, so I'm shouting at the top of my voice the most foul language and wrenching at my steering wheel. Why am I doing this? And then I said, oh, this is ridiculous. Just try and calm down. Why are we locked by such anger? And indeed, what should we do? David Wolfson is an anger management expert. His company is Anger Planet. He joins me now. David, what should I have done? Please don't tell me you should have taken, I should have taken myself to a happy place when that queue on the M25.
Well, I've absolutely no idea what you should have done in that particular circumstance, Nick, except try to remain very, very tranquil. But the fact is that road rage is a phenomenon, as you know. I think we've talked about it before on your show. And it tends to be about displaced anger, because the cars are very, very safe to express anger that you are scared to show in other...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Now, the findings of this research, for those I mentioned once again the name of this charity, the Mental Health Foundation,
sure, yeah.
Does it chime with your personal findings that we are getting angrier and less able to deal with it?
It's a huge debate. Everybody's angry, Nick. If you're not angry, you're either dead or you're a robot. And anger's got a bad reputation as well. But I think the key thing is if you're angry, it tells you something's wrong. Something's wrong in your life. And that something wrong can be either in the past, it can be in the present, or it can even be in the future. And through looking at anger, it can lead you into the issues which are really, really worrying you. Because anger's more a symptom than a cause. It just tells you something's wrong in your life.
So anger's always there. Even as I'm sitting here fairly relaxed with a nice cup of coffee, looking at another 39 minutes of work, then I've got a nice, relaxed day ahead of me. Actually, anger is latent somewhere within me.
Well, absolutely, Nick. But there's different kinds of anger. There's two kinds of anger that I work with. One is the anger that has the bad name, which is the regressive anger, which is the nasty, violent, painful, hurtful anger. But the kind of anger you're probably sitting in the moment is what I would call righteous anger, which is anger that drives you to do great things, to achieve things, to get your message over to London, and to really develop yourself as a person. So anger's a more complex phenomenon than its reputation in the general world.
So we shouldn't be frightened of it, because I sort of see it as a bit of a ferocious beast that's coloured red, that I should be very, of which I should be very wary, or of whom I should be very wary indeed.
Well, I would invite you to come and have a session with me and you'll completely change your relationship with your anger.
Why? What would I learn, David?
Because what you will learn is that there are parts of you that you haven't explored. And if you're angry, the chances... If you imagine your anger as being the tip of a volcano, it's the rocks and it's the smoke and it's the lava gushing out. And if you go down inside that volcano, you'll find feelings which you're not expressing or dealing with, whether it's hurt or whether it's fear, or whether it's sadness or it's shame. And if you've got those feelings locked away in relation to events that are happening in your life, either now or often in the past, then it's got to come out somewhere, and often it just comes out as anger.
So let's grade this, then.
Yes,
when are we incandescent with rage? Are we at a furious level, then? Because clearly anger doesn't count, does it, as such?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking me, but what I'd like to say is another thing about anger, the stereotype of anger, is that anger's always about exploding.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if actually you're someone who explodes, in a strange sort of way, I trust you. Because once you've exploded, you're going to be okay for a while, and I feel fairly safe. The most dangerous kind of anger, in my experience, is the anger that within people who implode. You say, I'm not angry, and push it inside, because it's going to come out somewhere. And they become the most dangerous, both to themselves and to other people over time. And it's not a phenomenon that gets talked about on shows like this, which is why I think it's important to raise it.
Well, I find the whole area fascinating. Lastly, the charity's report called Boiling Point says that anger can be linked to heart disease, cancer, stroke, colds, flu, depression, self-harm, and alcoholism. Is that true? Cancer?
Well, anger isn't linked to those. Unexpressed anger is linked to those. And inappropriate anger. When you learn to express anger in an adult way and in a clear way, and it's perfectly possible to do that, that's what I teach, then all those things slowly disappear. It's when you hold your anger in an unhealthy way and you fear expressing it, you fear saying to someone, you're late, I feel angry, I'd like you to be on time.
Ah, but that's rational. Can't I be irrational and shout at the television when England let in a goal in the last minute of a game?
Well, I've done that many times myself. That's a different phenomenon. That's another story. What I'm saying is when anger's not expressed, when it's held in or when it's expressed inappropriately, then it becomes unhealthy. And as I said to you right at the beginning, anger is a normal human emotion. It's just an emotion. It's just a feeling. The issue is what I do with it. And how I express it.
Thanks, as always, for your time. David Wilson, anger management expert. His company is Anger Planet. Darren's in... Where are you? Eltham, Darren?
I'm on the move, but yeah, Eltham more or less.
Eltham.
Now.
Yeah, okay, right. When was the last time you were angry?
All the time. I'm driving all the time, but I've found a way of curing it. Musical air horns. Seriously.
Musical air horns.
Yes, I know it sounds a bit silly, but I'll be wanting to rip someone's head off. I'll go on the horn instead of getting a single blast. You get Dixie. Like Dukes of Hazzard, and you'd laugh at yourself, you'd laugh at your own anger, and then you suddenly think, hang on, I'm silly about this, let's just carry on with life.
Are you telling me that if I asked you to press your horn now, you'd be able to play that for me?
No, I'm in a different truck out of my Capri.
you've got those on your Ford Capri, did you say?
Yeah, my Ford Capri, not on my works truck. But that seriously, you feel so, and you feel silly. So you wouldn't want to stay on the horn, because, hang on, you wouldn't want to stay on the hooter, because the musical air horns are going on time.
So do you find yourself actually laughing?
Yeah, you laugh, you end up laughing at yourself for being so, because at the end of the day, when you look at the big picture, it is silly to get so angry about such a small bit of the day, isn't it?
What sort of truck are you in at the moment?
I'm just in the 4x4 at the moment.
And how are the roads around Chislehurst and Eltham?
Just come out to a nice traffic jam as it goes.
Oh, no. Well, you drive safe.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from LBC 97.3. From just £2 a month, you can hear the whole show uninterrupted, as well as an archive of LBC programmes and stuff you just won't hear on the radio.
For details, log on to lbc.co.uk.